Bible this morning. We are going to break from Leviticus for this Sunday. And I want to spend a little bit of time talking about this day. You're going to have to flip through some Old Testament and some New Testament readings this morning. Not too long of verses. How many of you ever heard a sermon on adoption before? Anybody? Wow. This is the first time I've ever preached one as well. So it's something we don't hear very often, but it's very evident in Scripture, and so we're going to learn together this morning. So Isaiah 1 verse 17 is where we're going to start, and then we're going to flip back to New Testament Ephesians and James. Isaiah 1 verse 17. Learn to do right, seek justice, encourage the oppressed, defend the cause of the fatherless, plead the case of the widow. From Isaiah. And then turn with me back to Ephesians 1, verses 4 and 5. About page 1816 or so in your Bible. I want you to read this, hear this through a different set of ears this morning. I want you to think about yourself in this verse and what God has done in your life. For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love he predestined us to be adopted as his sons and daughters through Jesus Christ, in accordance with his pleasure and will. And then if you turn back to James chapter 1. Verse 27, on about page 1881. This is a little bit of a challenging verse for us this morning. Religion that God our Father accepts as pure and faultless is this: to look after orphans and widows in their distress and to keep oneself from being polluted by the world. The word of the Lord. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you this morning after reading your word. May you enlighten it. May you bring it to life. May you speak to us through it. And Lord, we pray for the work of your Holy Spirit to be done here this morning. As these words leave my mouth, may they be your words. Lord, I also pray for those that have gathered here today to hear your message. Lord, may you bless them with your presence. May that Spirit open their hearts, minds, and souls. May it challenge them, but Lord, may it reassure them. May you just draw close to them in a way that they've never felt before. And we pray for your Spirit amongst them. In Jesus we pray, amen. I have a question for you this morning. How many of you have ever been rescued from something in your life? A few of you hold your hands up, and I know a few of your stories out there this morning, but think about that question this morning, and here's another question for you. How many of you have watched one of Bear Grylls' episodes, Running Wild? Anybody ever watched Bear before? They dump him out in the middle of some type of landscape of some kind, whether it's desert or mountainous or whatever it might be, and his job is to survive and to find help, to be rescued from whatever he's going to encounter in life. And so have you ever been in a hopeless situation, no way out, but someone came just in the nick of time and saved you? Today we're going to talk about children who need to be rescued. There are over 140 million orphans around the world today. There are 400,000 foster children in America. And we have foster children right here in our own congregation and in our community that are modern-day orphans. And so we begin this morning with an unlikely place, with an unlikely passage of Scripture out of Ephesians 1, verse 4 and 5. Listen to that closely as I read this to you again. For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love, he predestined us for adoption to sonship through Jesus Christ, in accordance with His pleasure and will. Let me ask you another question this morning. If I had asked you earlier how many of you are adopted, perhaps a few of you would have raised your hands. But now let me ask you this, after hearing that verse, how many of you are adopted? Well, some of you are going to learn closely that you probably should have put your hand up, all right? And I hope that you want to put your hand up in just a little bit. Because every one of us has been adopted into the family of God through Jesus Christ. That's where we begin today. I want you to think about that in your own life. We who believe in Jesus Christ are rescued. We are the adopted children of God the Father in heaven. Now, to me, that's pretty incredible that we are the adopted children of our Father. And if you think about it, the entire Bible is about adoption from beginning to end, about God's children, how to reach salvation, how to reach eternity in our lives. It's about God loving us and adopting us as His own children. None of us are natural born children of God. Listen to a few more verses here this morning. Colossians 1 verse 13 is in the white box on the screen. For He has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son He loves. That's that adoption process when you and I get to know who Jesus Christ is in our lives. That's being rescued. Galatians 4 verse 4 through 6 is on the bottom in the green. But when the set time had fully come, God sent His Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those under the law, that we might receive adoption to sonship, because you are His children. Jesus paid the price for adoption, and the gospel is all about adoption. We are the rescued, we are the adopted children of God. So when I ask you again this morning, have you been rescued? All of you should raise your hand if you're a follower of Jesus Christ. You have been rescued by the Heavenly Father. And the answer to that is most definitely yes. So here's the thing that I want you to learn and understand. God wants the rescued, that's you and I, to become the rescuers. That's your challenge today. The church is God's plan for the rescue of the world's orphans, and we are called to take a stand for those left behind. Now, over and over again, God tells us in His Word that we are to care for the orphans. Isaiah 1 verse 17, we read that earlier, let me repeat that to you. Learn to do what is good, seek justice, correct the oppressor, defend the rights of the fatherless or motherless, for example, as well this morning. And then James is on your screen this morning. I found this verse to be quite interesting as I unpacked it, and we're going to dig into this. It says, religion that God, our Father, accepts as pure and faultless is this, to look after orphans. So what does that mean? Pure and faultless religion. That's maybe a little bit of a hard word to understand when you first read through it. And what does God expect from us when we read that in our scripture here this morning? And here, the word religion means it is the way that we live out our faith. Not what we learn, not how many times we go to church, or how many good things we do. It's how you live out your faith from day to day. That's what God is talking about here this morning with that verse. Pure and faultless religion. And then, of course, He attaches on the end of that, look after orphans. There's a command there to do something with our lives. Do something as the church. And when we do that, there should be evidence of our faith in our daily lives that should come out as a natural response to those types of commands that God has given us. And over again, God says in Scripture, take care of the orphan. I could sit up here and I could read Bible verses to you for the next 15 minutes about how God says, take care of the orphan, take care of the fatherless. So whom did he speak these commands? To the people of God. To his church. That's who he speaks to you and I. And so we need to understand that God has a tremendous love for orphans in the world. He wants them to be cared for. So I want you to think about this situation. Follow along with me just a little bit. I'm going to use some hand gestures so you understand this. I want you to get this image in your head as you sit here this morning. I want you to picture this situation. So over here are millions and millions of God's orphans. And over here is the goodness, the love, the grace of God our Father and the work of Jesus Christ. How are we going to link the two together? The love of God the Father and these orphans over here that need to hear the good news of Jesus Christ. It's my challenge for you to think about this morning. There has to be some kind of a bridge or some kind of a link. And the link is not the government. It's not society. Well, society will take care of them. Or, the foster system will take care of them. Or, those adopted agencies will take care of them. No, that's not the link. That's not the bridge. It's the church. That's what the Bible speaks of. The church is the bridge between the orphans in the world and the goodness and the grace and the love of God the Father through Jesus Christ. The church. So let me just put this down to really simple level here this morning. Who's the church? You and I. Yeah. We got work to do, don't we? The rescued become the rescuers. The church is what God calls forth. The adopted, you and I have been adopted, become the adopters in the world that you and I live in. Now, you might not be specifically called to adopt or provide foster care, but you and I are called to help out and support these orphans however God sends them to us. He might place it on your heart to go adopt one or to be foster care parents, whatever that might be or look like. He might do that, but he might not either. But he might call you to other things that you need to become involved in as the church and the body of Jesus Christ. Notice all of you stood up when Anita said, how many of you prayed for an adoption? Or for a foster care family, or for a child who's going through such a situation, and everybody stood up. See, that's the point. What are we doing as a church? And it might look different for every one of us according to how God calls us to live within our world. So keep that in mind. There are churches and families all across America. And I think Anita said there's, 3,200 churches this morning that are working together throughout the United States to bring awareness to this. And by all means, that's not our work. That's the Holy Spirit saying, hey, church, you need to be aware of this situation that's going on in the world that you and I live in because this is your job. But they're recapturing the vision from God of what they're supposed to be and who they're supposed to be about. So let me give you an example here this morning. Bennett Chapel Baptist Church. How many of you have ever heard of this church before? I haven't till this past week. How many of you have heard of Possum Trot, Texas? You think, bud, is that a real town? So I looked it up. Yep, it's an uncharted town. You can't hardly find it on the map, but it sits right on the Texas-Louisiana border. Small town. It's got a Baptist church in the town called Bennett Chapel Baptist Church. Primarily a black worshiping body of Christ. Let me tell you a story about this church. 10 to 12 years ago, in a time span of 4 short years, the families of that small church, and by the way, I did find out how big this church is. About 200 members. How big's our church? About 200 members. About our size, church. They began to see this problem that God placed on their heart, and they didn't know what to do. And so over that four-year span, about 10 to 12 years ago, this church prayed, "What shall we do?" And families started coming forward, and they figured out, you know what, we need to be a part of the solution. We don't want to ignore this anymore. And they adopted 70 children in 4 years in that church. There's the picture on the screen of all the children standing around the pastor and his wife. 70 children. And get this, they went to the Texas foster care system. They said, "We'll take the children that nobody wants, that they're too difficult, that they're too hard for anybody to have in their families. We'll take those." 70 children. That's quite a story. The church came together and they changed 70 people's lives for Christ. That's the church. Maybe God is calling you to adoption or foster care. Maybe God wants you to come alongside to support and help those couples who are going through foster care or working through the adoption process. You see, the church is God's plan for the care of his orphan children. And so that brings me back to this question. What does God want First Reformed Church to do in the world of orphans and foster care? What does that look like? What does that mean to you and I? So let me just let that question rest on your hearts today. Take that home with you today. Pray about that. Now that we've learned that you and I are part of God's plan to rescue the orphans, and the Bible says this, we don't get to opt in or out of what God commands us, even though we like to do that, and we often do that in our lives. That's not how God intended Scripture to be read and to teach the way we're supposed to live. But get this, what you've learned this morning, it might come with a burden. All right? You and I might not be so sure of how to handle this or what part do we play in the midst of this challenge today of what that should look like in our lives. So let me quickly go through some things. Let me say quickly that God may not call all of us to foster care or to adopt a child, but God has called all of us to minister to orphans in some way or another. That's what you need to figure out in your life. And here's how I compare it to this. It's like spiritual gifts. The Bible clearly teaches that all of you have been given a spiritual gift. Everyone. You cannot say, "Well, Rob, I don't have that gift," or "I don't have any gifts." Nope. The Bible says that anytime you become a follower of Jesus Christ, you are given a gift of some kind, and he expects you to use it in the church, in the kingdom of God, to build his kingdom. We've not all been given the same gift, but different ones. See, the same is true when it comes to orphan ministries in the world that you and I live in. We all have a role to play in ministering to these children. God does call many to foster care, to be adoptive parents, as you've seen this morning. But maybe that's not to your extent. Maybe it comes in other ways. But look at Psalm 68, verse 6 on the screen this morning. I found this verse to be very interesting. It's in the blue square there. It says this, "God sets the lonely in families," meaning that the Lord designed the family. And he doesn't want people to live on the outside of families. That's not his intent. That's not his will. And so when Scripture talks about adoption and orphans, he wants to place those people that I said, and remember what I said, get this visual in your head, that are over here, orphans, in the foster care system. He wants to place those in families, especially within the church, so they can get to know who over here? Jesus Christ. Some of us are afraid to go talk to our neighbor about who the Lord is and disciple. But God just laid out a whole path of 140 million people that need to know who Jesus is. And all you have to do, and this is not lightly, by the way, is take one into your family and teach them who Jesus is. What a way to bring people to Christ. What a way to change the world. I read a statistic this past week that if 3% of Christians, 3% of Christians in the world would take one orphan, there'd be no orphans in the world. They'd all have a home. It tells you how well we're doing as a church, doesn't it? And when I talk about a church, I'm talking about the greater church. Not just here in Inwood, Iowa. Maybe that's why God has spurned on Orphan Sunday. He's working through, the Holy Spirit's working through people's lives to say, church, you're missing the boat greatly on this. Here's your opportunity and you're missing it. God sets the lonely, the orphans, into families. He places them there. Perhaps that's something that you and I should pray about. Maybe, or could it be that God would have you take a child into your home and share the love of Jesus Christ? But maybe you're here today and you've never been rescued by the love of Jesus Christ. You've never been rescued spiritually. You've never become a part of the forever family of God. And so you first need to take that step this morning to become part of the family of God. But if you are part of the family of God, which many of you are, what are you going to do with what you learned today? Are you going to be a part of God's great rescue plan for these children who need a family? That's my challenge to you today. And I don't lay that on your heart lightly. I don't place it on your heart shamefully today, but simply the word of God to you and to I. And all of God's people said,